Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Tour the pit.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear listeners, sisters and brothers from all around the world, welcome to Youth Station. This is Arab English Radio. I am Asma at your service. And here with me, I have my very special friend.
السلام عليكم. This is Zainab. I hope all you're doing good.
So, dear listeners, today we're going to talk about something which is very much of a sorrowful. Sad. Hard times in life.
Hard times are a part of life.
Hard times are a part of life, but believing that and accepting that is such a very difficult task.
You need to be a man for that.
Yeah, you have to shoulder the burden. Hard times. The truth that we have to believe in life. What do you think are the biggest truth that we have to accept in life?
Biggest truth? Mm-hmm. That time will not come back.
Yeah.
The time I'm living in right now, it's not going to come back.
Which I can cry over that, because yeah. It is very sad that time would never come back.
Yeah, because Imam Ali al-Islam also puts it that if you are told that you're going to die right now, mm-hmm. just to add 5 more minutes to your life, you'll give entire of your whatever you own, every property, everything, whatever you own,
my God.
Just to live for more 5 minutes. So yes, the hardest truth
is that time will go, and if
time
will never
is running,
back,
it will not come back.
Yeah, it will never come back.
That's one of the hard truths.
Yeah.
What about you? What do you feel about the hard truths?
Well, without thinking, I would say in a heartbeat that it would be death. The hardest truth that we have to believe.
Okay.
I know that whole spiritual thing that we say that there is no death to the spirit, to soul.
Yeah.
But come on, that's difficult to die.
Especially for women.
I guess for every single one, but yes, for women.
Most.
Because we're attached to our body.
Body, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what makes it difficult.
No, not just that, trust me. Because, you know,
the attachment of soul to this body is also something that makes it difficult.
And everything that is unknown is fearful. I guess that's the reason why we're scared of death.
Yeah.
And now if I die, it will be no problem because I'm going into another journey and in the rest, God would help me.
Yeah.
But when it comes to your dear ones, when mm-hmm. it comes to the people you have attachment to, it would turn the story upside down. That is where I would say the hardest truth to believe that there are some people in your life that one day they might not be there.
Yeah.
So it is killing.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
Yeah.
Well, to me, another hardest part.
Another hard truth that we have to embrace.
Yeah. I actually recently realized that.
Which?
Which was that you cannot erase from people's brain mm-hmm. the negativity they have towards you. The negative thoughts they have about mm-hmm. you. You cannot erase that. You cannot replace that with the good things that you want to have in their minds.
Yeah.
About yourself.
Being an impressionistic person is very sad.
Yes.
You know, sometimes you meet a person and at that very first meeting, you decide about them and that's it.
I actually started working with a person in a kind of, I must say, family.
Mm-hmm.
But not a very close relation. However, in this professional work, I was the boss mm-hmm. and this family member.
The downer position.
Just last night, the person was telling me, I'm sorry I was not able to do this work on time, but I did it on this time. I was like, it's okay, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And the person was like, you are so kind, boss, towards me. Are you so kind in this and that sense? But the person who actually was a medium between us thinks a very negative of you. And I just stopped there and I was like, please don't explain it to me because it's going to
change my thoughts about him or her.
Yeah, it's going to just, I'm going to feel sick and it's going to be another hard truth that I have to accept. Yes. Because that's really hard, you know. I mean, the person comes in as a medium and you provide job for that particular person to another person. And then when you get to know this person thinks sick of you or anyone in any part of your life.
And Zainab, it happens many times in life when you invest in people, but they show you the other way.
They show you their true colors or you get to know about them or, you know, so many different things. Mm-hmm. But then you actually realize that you cannot change your image in everybody's mind. Just let them think what they think.
Yeah.
This is really one of the hardest truths I had to accept.
Just go for a little break and I'll be back in no time.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Do you believe in perfect partners?
I really don't. I'm sorry to say that on air.
Well, I have to confess that I believe that there are some perfect partners.
I don't think in
but
the current
era. But I also
era.
Have, maybe it's an illusion and one day I'd be disillusioned, but yes, it's unfortunately the truth that we have to embrace, yet I'm working on that, but still I have not came to the point where I believe in that. But we have to believe that there is no such a concept like
So the hard truth you're talking about is that there are no fairy tales.
That is
not
the
Cinderella.
Point. Yeah.
They're not, there's no Cinderella, there's no prince going to come and find
they
your shoes.
They should have never told us such a story. Then why they created those stories?
Just fantasy to keep you away from the real life so that when you enter real life and encounter the truth, you feel depressed.
You feel disillusioned.
Yeah. So fantasy world has a difference with the real world. It's one of the, again, hard things to admit, accept. Not everything goes the way. Not everything has a happy ending like films, the movies.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. And failures.
Yeah.
Failures are not always bad. They teach you a lot of things, but...
But at the moment, it's very difficult to understand that.
Yes.
When I am in the process of failure, it is very... And somebody comes to me and tells me, okay, don't worry, you're going to learn things from that. I'll punch them. Come on, how can I learn from this?
You will realize with time when you get mature enough.
Yes.
But yeah, that's again one of
when
the
I
hardest
get over
truths
that.
To accept that failures are there.
Yeah,
what I'm trying to say is that not every success comes just as such. One of the hard truths is that failures can be there in life.
Yeah. So Zainab, hardships are part of life.
Yeah,
that is the hardest truth to believe.
Yeah.
That things that you have in your mind, things that you have predetermined them in your brain are not exactly going to work the same way that you have planned for them.
True.
So you have plenty of obstacles, plenty of twists and round stories that might get into your story and cut all the beautiful, fantasized, fairy tale stories that you have planned in your brain.
Yes. Well, I think I am. Something is coming to my mind. Is that about?
Oh, that's very nice. You're saving me.
Relatives.
Relatives.
Again, in relations and relatives, you cannot expect everything to be going smooth all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's another hard truth. That you feel like life is going to be this fantasy all the time. Everything is going to be smooth. Like, I'm fine with my sister right now. I'm fine with my mother right now. I'm fine with my husband right now. But you should not expect that you're going to be fine with every one of them always.
Yes, because your best friends are those who you make most of your fights with them.
Yes, because Imam Ali al-Islam also says that, you know, one of the qualities of a hypocrite is that he's always fine in all situations with everyone. So I'm not saying a believer does fight.
Also, we have another quotation that popped out into my mind right now that says, everyone's friend is no one's friend.
Yes, exactly. That's a quality of a hypocrite.
Yeah.
So you cannot expect that hypocritic behavior in family relations.
So what I conclude, Zainab, is that everything starts from expectations.
Yes, it does.
So in living as a human being, we have to go with the flow, trust in God, find solutions whenever a problem pops out, and then...
accept hardships.
Yes, and live at the very right moment that you're living, at the present.
Yes, yes.
Do not think too much about past, and do not be too much engaged in the future.
And what makes it difficult to accept hard truths of life is being your oversensitive.
Oh, yeah.
Or being hypersensitive towards something.
Oh, yes.
It makes it difficult. So you have to act mature.
Yeah.
You have to be mature. You have to admit things, accept things.
This maturity takes so much of time, and it is hard. Like those...
Anyway, they are hardships. Yeah. You have to actually compare yourself with those who are having a much harder time than yours. You don't have to compare yourself with those who are having a better time. We are not recommended to do that. Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, says, don't do that comparison. Even if you want to do comparison, do it with those who are having a hard time than you. So this another thing helps you to accept this hard truth of life.
And also we have this concept of sugar-coated pill. You remember when we were kids and they used to give us those pills that were bitter?
Okay,
but they used to help us. They cured us from the sickness that we had.
From the sickness.
So these sugar-coated pills are exactly the same thing with the hardships. They might seem very hard and harsh, and I already told you that at the moment that you are going through those hardships, to believe that something harsh is happening to you is very difficult, but... just as Zainab mentioned, through time, as time goes by and as you get mature and as you just evolve into a bigger personality, then you would understand that that hard situation was a blessing, perhaps.
It was a blessing, exactly.
It takes years to understand that, but it exists.
You remind me of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, who says that when you will see the reward of the calamities you had in this life over there, you say, I wish I had scissors and I would cut myself into pieces, getting all those calamities for myself.
And so, Zainab, also there is another point that we should consider. Satisfaction is the source of all the blessings. You know, you should be satisfied with whatever that happens to you.
Actually, you should be thinking that maybe my God wants this right now.
Exactly, yeah. And after all, we have to admit that life is not something... just as we talked about, it's not a fairy tale. It's not going to end so happily, and you're not going to have all the cheery stuff in your life.
Except the hard truths of life.
Yes, you have to embrace the hardships.
And in order to go through them, I think we need to educate ourselves more about the worst.
Yeah, that is the point. Educating yourself, trying to ponder upon
that. And how to help yourself go through that time is that going through the verses of Quran, going through the hadith, going through the narrations. I think that's something that's really going to help you to accept those hard truths of life.
And
in fact, deal with them. It's not just accepting and acknowledging things. Mm-hmm. How do you deal with that tough and hard truth is that all solutions are, I swear, in the holy book. I mean, whenever I go through some worse, I really find this is the answer to that particular question.
And in the end, I would say that the only single truth that would never change is that God is always there. So no matter how much hardships you're going through,
He is there.
Just trust in Him. He absolutely is hugging you and walking you through that.
He's closer to you than the juggler vein. He's closer to you than your mother.
Exactly. And He's the kindest Almighty ever. So, dear listeners, this was all the time that we had for today's episode. It was such a nice session, Zainab. I enjoyed it a lot. And I hope the audience had enjoyed that as well. So until another session, I leave you to the never-slipping eyes of Allah. May He protect you and shower you with His blessings. Thank you for listening. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.